The Power FM Brekkie Show.
How were you when you were on the dating scene, Chris? Were you a bit of a bumbling fool?
Of course I was, Jules.
Just because you were a little bit of a dork and... I'm not trying to be offensive to you.
Oh, geez, here we go.
This isn't like berate Chris Day, but you are a little bit...
I'm not gonna argue with that. I was just a mess.
Yeah, okay.
And so obvious too. Like at the time I thought I was being real like suave and sly and just like sliding on up to a girl and being like, hey lovely, how are you? And it was so obvious, just this sleazy dude trying to pick up.
Yep.
Yeah, that was me. I would try jokes. That was my thing. Like just try and be funny.
Okay.
And I think the harder you try to be funny, the more miserable it becomes, Jules.
Okay.
How are you with dating?
I was okay. I mean, I didn't date much, really, when I was younger.
Did you have to do much, or did you just hang out at the bar and just guys were like, hey, Jules, and you just waited for them to all come up to you?
I've just had a plethora of guys just throwing themselves at my
just
feet.
Just lining up. Take a number, guys, and I'll get to you when I have time.
Not at all. I was probably a bit of a dork too, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I imagine you being a giggler. Like getting real giggly if there was a guy you like and he's chatting to you. Does that ring any bells at all?
Yeah, probably.
You know what I love? When scientists try and knuckle down and use science to work out a way to guarantee they're going to find themselves love.
Interesting. Go on.
Because it's not a scientific thing, is it, love?
Of course not.
It's all emotions feelings and all that crap.
You can't. And all that crap, he quotes.
No, I'm a really, really romantic person.
Yep.
Well, these scientists, they've done their thing. They've gotten all sciencey. They've put on their lab coats. They've filled out an Excel spreadsheet. And they've worked out the three things you need to do if you want someone to like you.
Here we go.
Scientifically proven. First one, say thank you a lot.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah, apparently manners, they'll get you anywhere. And men and women both like it when another person shows gratitude towards them. So
right.
That's a winner.
I like that one. That's cool. Easy.
Yeah. Forge inside jokes. So I guess once you get to know them a little bit, sort of tell a joke that just means something to the two of you. And it kind of creates like an unbreakable bond between you. It sort of creates like a shared identity. So it's just something that you two have together and creates like this, I guess, just this link.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Inside jokes.
Here's my favorite one. Number three, embarrass yourself.
Oh, well, you can do that very easily.
I'd nail that without even trying.
You do that on a daily basis.
Remember with the milkman that day when I thought he was complimenting my bum?
Oh, that was funny.
He was actually, he said... this is what I heard. We had the guy come in to deliver the milk and he goes, looks at me, looks down at my general vicinity of my bum and he goes, great behind. And I go, oh, thank you.
I know.
He's complimenting
you did,
me on my behind.
And we all gave you a strange look.
And then I realised he was saying, crate behind you. He wanted me to pass in the crate.
The empty one.
God, that was awkward. Anyway, so I embarrassed myself. So I guess by scientific logic, he's
you're now in love with me.
I
was going to say you're now in a loving relationship with the milkman.
You know what I think, Jules? You can't beat a good old-fashioned pickup line.
Oh, really? But they never work, do they?
Oh, just for their corniness.
Yeah, okay.
And also, if you can deliver a pickup line that A, catches someone off guard, and B, is one they've never heard before, that's a winner. You're making them laugh right there. You're also embarrassing yourself and you're forging an inside joke. So you're ticking to all the boxes. Then all you have to do is thank them afterwards. Thanks a lot. Had a great time. You're winning, Jules.
That's very true. Give us a call, 5333 1031. Do you have a good old-fashioned cheesy pickup line? Dean, have you got a cheesy pickup line?
Is your name Ariel? Because we're all mermaids for each other.
Oh, that is cheesy, but we're going to send you along to the movies.
Beautiful. Sounds good.
Maybe you could use that one to get a date for the movies, Dean.
I think I will try it.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
It's
better than I had. Yep, that's awful.
Good one. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks, bud.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.